So we're going to differentiate in halacha between. So in the case of a person is in a situation where he mistakenly goes out on Shabbos and there's no Erev, and he has an item, he has something in his pocket. So we're going to make three differentiations. One is if the person has stopped or has not stopped. So we spoke about that the first thing you should do, a person should do in the situation, he should not stop. If he has not stopped moving yet, he should not stop. Because the act of stopping constitutes equivalent to the halacha of putting the item down. And that's the halacha of Hutzah, is taking something out from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim and putting it down in the Rishus HaRabim. And stopping, standing, is the equivalent of putting it down in the Rishus HaRabim. So a person should not stop. So we're going to differentiate between the halacha between a case where he did stop or he did not stop. We're going to differentiate in the halacha between a case where if something is valuable or not valuable. So we'll talk about that. Things, items which are valuable, we'll talk about that tomorrow or later in the week. So right now we're talking about items which are not valuable. We spoke about what to do if you have not stopped. If a person has already stopped, so what should he do? The third thing we can differentiate in halacha is between if the item is something which is something which a person could wear or something which a person could not wear. If a person has not stopped, he should put it down and walk him tour. An item which is preferably 40 inches tall and less than 12 inches by 12 inches, which many, you know, that some things meet that criteria, and put it on top of that. That's the best thing you could do. Or your person could run back to the place where he came from without stopping. If a person has already stopped since he left the Rishus HaYachid, so going back to the Rishus HaYachid is not going to be beneficial for him. He's already, when he stopped, it's like he put it down Rishus HaYachid. When he starts walking again, he's picked it up from Rishus HaRabim. He's now dealing with going, if he would go back to Rishus HaYachid, he's going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, which is a malacha of the Torah from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. So he doesn't. So going back to Rishus HaYachid will not help him. Putting it onto a Makom Patur would help him. So a person has stopped already. Right now he is walking. If he finds a Makom Patur, get something which is 40 inches tall and is 4 by 4. It's 40 inches tall and it's less than 12 inches by 12 inches. So a person should put it on the Makom Patur right now. If a person has stopped and he is actually standing right now, mistakenly he stopped or he realized when he stopped, so then there's nothing stopping him from taking out of his pocket at this point in time, putting it on the ground. All right? It's just get out of your pocket and move on with life. So if he's standing right now, just get it out, put it down regularly. If a person stopped already and now he's no longer stopping, he is now walking. So again, Rishu Gomet, Rishu Zayachim will not help him. A Makom Patur is his only option. He cannot seem to find a Makom Patur. So then the person should let it drop with a shinui. Instead of putting it down on the ground, something of that sort, he should empty out his, take his pocket upside outside, you know, turn it inside out, and let the item drop. So that's a shinui. So you're at least doing the malacha b'shinui. So again, if a person, we're going to keep reviewing from the beginning because you need to know these halachas. These halachas, you can't look up the Mishnah Berurah when it happens. So you need to know, like the passing a halacha shaila, what do you do if there's a fire on Shabbos? Don't look up the Mishnah Berurah. You need to know that. You need to know that. So you need to know this in your pocket. Okay? What to do in case it. So if a person has not stopped, put it on a Makom Patur, or go back to the Shazach where he came from. A person has already stopped, or and now he is standing, put it down. A person has already stopped, he is no longer standing. He needs to find the Makom Patur. If he cannot do that, he should put it down with a shinui. One last point I want to point out, just if it's a garment, something which a person can wear. So the guy's a great, he found he has a yarmulke in his pocket. So while he's walking, he puts his yarmulke on. The Chazanish says that's considered an act of hanocha. You've done a malacha deraisa from Rishus HaYachid to now a hanocha while you're standing in Rishus HaRabim, even though you're walking. So that is not going to be an eitzah. Something of that sort, which a person finds which he can wear, the eitzah, do not put it on while you are walking. That's not going to solve the problem, even though it seems to be a great idea. Or a person So you follow the regular rules of what we're dealing with. If a person has already stopped, he already stopped. So then you can put it on. If a person is not standing, so then you have to use the regular rules of what we're saying. The eights of putting it on while you're walking will not. A person finds a scarf in his pocket, finds gloves in his pocket, he finds a yarmulke in his pocket. Any of those things, the eights of will not be to put it on while you're walking. That will not solve the problem. Have a good morning. Have a good day.